There's an old saying here in the Pacific Northwest about the state's largest private employer. When Boeing sneezes, Seattle catches cold. The Puget Sound region has had its fair share of sniffles over the years, but 14 years ago, Boeing made a decision that was one of the most dramatic in the company's entire history. Felix Bunnell has the story in the next installment of This Not Just In.
It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history, a thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
March 21st, 2001 began quietly in Seattle. Just 3 weeks earlier, the Nisqually earthquake had damaged property and rattled nerves around the region, and many people were still a little jumpy. But for some, the news that came mid-morning that March Wednesday was even more devastating.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. After 85 years in Seattle, the Boeing company says it'll move its headquarters to a more central location.
Boeing was leaving town. Not the factories, at least not yet, but the corporate headquarters. The CEO and leadership team were headed for either Denver, Dallas, or Chicago. The New York Times said it was like General Motors pulling out of Detroit or Coca-Cola abandoning Atlanta.
I do a lot of things in New York. That affects it. Being able to go both to Asia and Europe is part of the answer. Being able to get to each one of our operations.
That's the Boeing CEO back then, Phil Condit, explaining why the middle of the U.S. was a better place to be than Seattle. It's hard to overstate what a shocker this was. Boeing and Seattle were synonymous around the globe. Thousands of workers attracted here by the company shaped the region from World War II through the jet age. The news stung. And so did one of the reasons Boeing gave for quitting Seattle. The press release said they wanted to locate their headquarters in a, quote, culturally diverse city. This is talk show host Dave Ross on Cairo Radio, minutes after the news broke.
We're not considered culturally diverse or a transportation. You just feel like you're being treated like a backwater, you know. This is a reminder that we're really just not the big town we think we are. At least when a sports team leaves town, they have the decency to make a few threats before they go.
Within a few months, Boeing settled on Chicago. The executives packed up, and the new office opened there a few days before 9/11.
I think the Boeing departure was kind of like a death in the family.
Jack Ferris was a board member of the Greater Seattle Chamber of Commerce. He was also in charge of the Boeing account for many years for the ad agency Cole & Weber.
When Boeing left for Chicago, it was a serious blow. And it also felt, in a sense, sort of unnecessary. It seemed to be a consequence of some quirky circumstances that all came together to make kind of a, you might say, Shakespearean tragedy.
Ferris says the stated reasons for the move, global connections and cultural diversity, just didn't jive with the reality of the situation. He says it all began with Boeing's 1997 takeover of longtime rival, St. Louis-based McDonnell Douglas. The newly merged company stumbled, weathering strikes by machinists and engineers and making customers wait for jets. Ferris describes the move as a sort of capitalist coup d'etat, with former McDonnell Douglas execs essentially snatching Boeing away from its hometown.
That created a kind of a power vacuum that could be occupied by folks who didn't have strong ties to Seattle and saw a real logic in moving company headquarters to someplace in the Midwest.
For Ferris, the Shakespearean tragedy was the needless loss of a longtime fixture in the community. And like so many locals, Ferris still takes it personally, though it was more ego blow than economic disaster.
But I can't help wishing that the headquarters were here. Seattle is, and the history of Boeing are strongly intertwined. And I think it's whatever the business advantages are, and I'm sure there are some that I don't see clearly, it is a loss for this community that the flag isn't flown here, the flag of leadership.
The headquarters move took 500 white-collar jobs out of Seattle. The company is still a huge factor in a local economy that continues to diversify. But they've since built a factory in South Carolina, and experts predict Boeing will continue to expand manufacturing operations outside the Pacific Northwest. The lesson seems to be that there's no guarantee that local companies or superstar athletes will always play for the home team.
Dory Monson is next.
So first, Randy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Then Junior.
That's right.
Then A-Rod.
Mm-hmm.
Now Boeing.
Now Boeing.
I'm starting to feel like a real chump for staying in Seattle my whole life.
I know. I mean, that's
I'm Felix Bonnell for This Not Just In.
Will the last one to leave Seattle please turn out the lights? Those lights are the reason why she ain't here tonight. If you see her, tell her I left for home tonight. Will the last one to leave Seattle please turn out the lights?
You can find more stories from our historical series, This Not Just In, just go to KUOW.org.